We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. Happy Friday indeed. Let's fly right into this Friday. Fly right into the great Milwaukee weekend. Well, the one and only John McCure from Wisconsin's Afternoon News joining us this morning. As you've probably heard, WTMJ Cares has embraced a truly, truly special cause, the restoration of a replica plane near Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. The effort led by John, we have been raising money and hearts in support of fighter pilot Lance Cijon. His sister is financially responsible for keeping up and maintaining the replica plane. You've probably all seen it just off of Howell Avenue at Cijon Plaza near MKE. John collaborated with a whole lot of people, many countless people on this effort, including Harold Mester, Director of Public Relations and Marketing from MKE, who joins us this morning. Do we do a drum roll right away to announce the number, John? Or yeah, let's go. I know you had a big radiothon yesterday. Why don't you just tell us where we're at?
Well, we've raised $75,000 as of this morning. 75 grand. We are hoping for 50 grand, and our listeners are so, so generous that they helped us raise 75 grand to preserve Lance Cijon's legacy at the airport. And I want to say right away, and not just because he's sitting here, but Harold Mester and Brian Dranzik at the airport have been so helpful. I've been working with Harold since the very beginning. He was one of the first guys that I called when we envisioned this project several months ago. And Janine Cijon, the sister of Lance, does a lot of upkeep out there. But the airport has also done a lot through the years. They do things that people don't even know about. And I don't want to get into weeds here, but there's a parking lot there that the airport and Harold's teams have taken care of. There's trash that needs to get picked up, and they've always taken care of that, and we're so grateful for that. And we just wanted to formalize that. Now the airplane needs to be painted and renovated, and that's a really big deal, and it's an expensive project. And so we raised the money, and we're still raising the money, Jeff, through the weekend to preserve his legacy, because Lance Cijon's from Bayview.
Yeah,
he's a guy who spent 45 days in the jungle, went from 200 pounds to 80, severely injured, eventually beaten to death in a Vietnamese prison. And that plane at the airport is his legacy, and it's really our legacy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm humbled, and my heart is full at how our community's reacted.
I mean, it's all about the legacy. It's not always easy to raise funds for statues or historical items. Right. Everyone wants new. Everyone wants change. So why is this so vital in our world today?
I think it's just important because we need to remember our history. Yeah. You know, it was 57 years ago on his 52nd mission when Cijon went up and his plane came down and he landed in that jungle. And he's part of us. You know, he went to Bayview High School, which is still the high school there. He was class president, all conference in football, went to the Air Force Academy. And his sister and family are still in the area here. There's a park named after him. The plaza at the airport, which Harold and his teams helped take care of, is still there. And we just need to remember, right? I mean, we need to remember the people that gave it all, and he literally gave it all.
Yeah. What's your, many know, but what's your personal connection to the military? My grandfather was in World War II, surf stateside, but, you know, we all have that personal connection, as you do as well.
Both my grandpas were in World War II.
Okay.
So my one grandpa was at Pearl Harbor on the USS Honolulu. His ship got bombed.
Okay.
He survived, but he was at Pearl Harbor. My other grandpa is 97 and still alive, and he was a paratrooper in World War II. And I kind of felt, you know, I graduated high school in the 80s, mid-80s, and the world was pretty quiet. It was the Cold War. So nobody I knew was in the military. Nobody enlisted. There wasn't any pressure to do that. It was well before 9/11. It was well after Vietnam. And so I've always kind of almost felt this sense of guilt that I didn't serve, and I admired those that did. And as you know, I'm on the board of director for Honor Flight, which also utilizes the airport. They allow us to fly veterans in and out of our airport and celebrate them. And I just think, you know, Jeff, you and I have a platform to talk about the things that are important. And we have a way, we have an opportunity to make a difference. And I think that's part of our responsibility.
Yeah, it's all about connections and community and raising the community and doing what we can do. When we come back, I know a lot of fans have contributed. But yesterday you had some really big names step up, so I want to make sure we shout That's them great. Out and talk about their support. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Harold Mester from Mitchell, Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport, and John McCure. So, John, a lot of fans and community members contributed, especially yesterday during your radiothon. You had some big, big names and organizations step up. Give us a lot of full, big hearts in our community, for sure. Give us some of the big names that were helping you out.
That's a perfect way to put it. I wrote in my email to our team here today, recapping, that my heart was just full today. So I was really thrilled because 350 individuals gave. 350 people said, I can give $20. I can give $100. And then on top of that, Palermo's, Giacomo Feluca, stepped up and did a $10,000 match. So during the radiothon tomorrow, we were able to say, if you give right now, your donation's doubled because Palermo's is matching that. So they were in for $10,000. Tim Sheehy, Dale Coinga, and MMAC, $5,000. Greg Marcus, David Marcus, and the Marcus Corporation gave $5,000. And then I was still so nervous about the money that I reached out to Brendan Conway, who's our media contact at We Energies. And I said, I've known him for 20 years. I said, hey, Brendan, can you just put me in touch with the foundation? I don't know who there I need to make the request of. And he got back to me 30 minutes later and said, hey, I got your email, and I walked down to the CEO's office, and I walked down to the director of the foundation, and they both said, yes, immediately, I'm giving you a check for $15,000. Wow. So We Energies got in for $15,000. So that alleviated a lot of the pressure.
Right.
And then the individuals that called in and wanted to give money, and we couldn't get off the phone because they wanted to talk about how important Lance Sijon was and how important it was to preserve those things at our airport. It was really cool.
Yeah, and if you want more information, you can text Lance to the WTMJ Talk and Text line. It's 855-616-1620. So how will the funds be distributed and used? Now that, you know, you put it in the bank, what's next?
Well, so it's going to cost about $25,000 to $30,000 to renovate the plane the way it needs to be and to repaint it. So that'll be right away. So we will do that. I say right away. That's going to take place in the spring or the summer of next year when the weather breaks and we can work it out with the airport so everything's cool. The rest of the money, and this is so important to me, is going to get put into a fund, and we're going to seed being able to take care of this moving forward because there's no way around it. There's no paint that exists that can withstand our harsh winters and that sun in the summer. So we'll have money moving forward so that in 10 years it can be repainted again. And they're going to invest that money. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully the generation after that, there will still be money to repaint the plane. So just to preserve his legacy moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So is there still a need for time and talent too? Like, let's say fans, hey, I can't give right now, but how can I help?
You know what? That's a great idea. The best thing you can do is send me an email.
Okay.
And I'm compiling all the stuff. And we've heard from guys like some guy that owns a company that has a cherry picker. And he said, look, can I donate the cherry picker? And the answer is yes. The company who paints it's coming up from Florida, and they've told us, we'll take all that stuff and then subtract it off the total. So send me an email if you'd like to help, and I can connect you with the right people or answer your questions. Or if you want to pay by check, send me an email, john.mercure@wtmj.com. That's john.mercure, M-E-R-C-U-R-E, at wtmj.com. Or, Jeff, to your point, you can still donate by texting the word Lance to 855-616-1620. We're still taking donations through the weekend. So if you couldn't get in yesterday, 855-616-1620. Text the word Lance. You get sent a cool link, some pictures, all that stuff.
All right. Very good. I bumped into Tim Sheehy from the MMAC this morning, matter of fact. And he said, you got to make sure that you go to Amazon or go wherever you find your books and get Into the Mouth of the Cat. The story of Lance Sijon.
Incredible.
Is by Malcolm McConnell.
Yep, who just passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Incredible book. The book is, I don't know how this hasn't been made a movie yet with all the cool war movies that have come out about our heroes.
Mm-hmm.
This is dying to be made into a movie. It's a great book.
That's our next project, documentary. We're going to make a documentary. Like, put it on the table.
Let's get Harold Messer to help us.
Very good. John McCure, thanks for all you do. Have a wonderful weekend. And
thank you.
Next up, Harold and I are going to talk all things airport. A lot of exciting things happening at MKE, and we'll give you all the updates. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Oh, big old jet airliner, don't carry me too far away. Oh, big old jet airliner.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined for the rest of the show by Harold Mester from Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. So, Harold, I just want to kind of put a bow on our last discussion a little bit. The book that John mentioned and I mentioned, Into the Mouth of the Cat, The Story of Lance Saigon, Hero of Vietnam by Malcolm McConnell. If you're looking to buy that on Amazon right now, paperback, $21.55. The hardcover, though, is $35.47. I don't know. Could this be available at the bookshop at MKE?
Renaissance Books.
Get back to the office. You got to go to Renaissance Books, see if you can find it.
They're pretty savvy. I bet they have it or have had it in the past and sold out. But
all right.
Yeah. But that story of Lance Saigon, and John Mercure probably knows this, every single cadet that goes through the Air Force Academy, basically their version of the boot camp, every single person hears in great detail the story of Lance Saigon. So everyone who has been through the Air Force since then knows that story and the significance of it, and he might be the only person who has that kind of story that continues on through the boot camp for the Air Force.
Wow, that's great. It's amazing, and it's great to bring it to a new generation, too. You know, people that, wow, I didn't understand that, or I didn't know he was from Bayview and grew up here, and now you put the name to the base and to the airplane, and it's just a heartwarming story, and so many people diving in to be a part of it.
And there's also an exhibit at the Mitchell Gallery of Flight at the airport. There's an exhibit on Lance Saigon, some photographs, some other information, some of the medals and awards that were given to him. So that's a cool thing to check out, and it's a free museum inside the airport.
All right, very good. So I wanted to check in on the state of business travel with you, what you're seeing, Harold. Is business travel back?
Business travel is on its way back.
Yeah.
It's changed. It's different than it was before. It, you know, with the remote work that's happening now, you see some employees that are kind of combining their business trip and maybe extending it and doing some leisure or staying with friends or family and working remotely. So, you know, business travel it's somewhat back, but it's not all the way back like it was before.
Yeah. Do you, from an airport standpoint, are there things that the airport does to make business trips more tolerable, even more enjoyable in terms of impact on lounges and space and just, I don't know, you want to have that sense that, whoa, I can get to my destination on time and I'm going to be able to have time to get my work done, too.
Yeah, we're a business travel friendly airport.
Yeah.
So we have very easy, convenient parking that's inexpensive compared to our peer airports. So you can just park in daily parking, walk right across the skywalk into the terminal. We have valet parking. Some people don't know that. So you can drop your car off, leave it with us. We'll have it running for you when you come back right outside of baggage claim. We have a Delta Sky Club. So if you're a Delta flyer and a member of that program, you have access to that. And we also have clear kiosks, so that lets you use biometrics, so your eyes or your fingerprints to kind of jump the line and get right at the head of the security checkpoint. So we hear a lot of great reviews from business travelers coming through.
Good, good. So what's the impact of the big events in Milwaukee this year, RNC and whatnot? How has that helped the airport? What's that impact been? And what could the impact of a deep Brewers playoff run look like for you?
Yeah, well, so starting with the RNC, certainly it was very busy at the airport. There were a lot of national advertisers that advertised at the airport, so that helped the airport with some extra revenue coming in for that. And then at the end of the event, on Friday, July 19th, which it'll remain kind of ingrained in my memory, that's the day the CrowdStrike technology issue
indeed.
Happened.
Yeah.
So we had thousands of international and national media that were at our airport trying to get home, and the systems that the airlines were running were down because of that outage. So you had thousands of people that they did not even know their flight had been delayed or canceled because that technology was down. And so not the best situation, but I think that most people understood that's not the fault of the airport or the airlines. And, and eventually, of course, everyone did get home maybe a little bit later than expected, but The impact on the airport was certainly positive.
Yeah.
A lot of concession sales, a lot of ground transportation. You know, so the impact on different segments of the community is definitely definitely a positive.
Well, and you had a captive audience there to tell the Milwaukee story to as they were waiting to reschedule their flight. I mean, that's a good opportunity.
Yeah, some of them may not be receptive to information at that time, but yes.
All right. So Sun Country has added new nonstops from MKE. Can you tell us a little bit about that, where they're going, and kind of just in basic terms, how do you and your team, this is the big picture question for sure that we can talk about more after the break, but how do you and your team influence the addition of new destinations and nonstops from airlines?
Yeah, so airlines, they own their own aircraft. We are competing against every city like us across the country that wants more service. So we have to have an ongoing relationship and dialogue with the airlines, not only showing them data about the demand between Milwaukee and other markets, but also things that the airlines may not know about, big events that are coming up, such as the RNC that we just had, the NFL draft, the cruises that are coming through Milwaukee starting a couple years ago, things that they may not be aware of. We're letting them know, hey, these things are happening in the future that may result in more people needing to fly from our airport. But the number one thing our community can do is, and I know this sounds simple, fly from our airport. Because the more that we use our airport, the airlines will respond and they'll say, hey, there looks like there's some demand for more flights to certain cities. We need to take a close look at Milwaukee.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Where'd you get your morning coffee this beautiful Friday in Wisconsin? I stopped at Fairgrounds Coffee and Tea right on State Street on the east side of Milwaukee, just off of downtown. Now, the great thing is I walked in and, whoa, there was senior advisor from the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Tim Sheehy. Tim, thank you so much for buying me coffee this morning. It was wonderful. We had a great conversation. Gave me a lot of nice insights for the show for next week. But pour overs there. Fairgrounds is great. A lot of different blends. They have the Colativo Black and Tan. It's full bodied, a little smoky, really rich blend. $4.50 for a 12-ounce. It's all pour over. It takes a little time, but it's truly worth the time and the extra kind of maybe dollar or two. But Jess, where'd you stop this morning, Jaslyn?
All right, so I took the bus, and you know, right near where I get off the bus is the Chase Building, and what's inside the Chase Building? A Dunkin' Donuts.
A little Dunkin'.
And I don't know. I paid $3.12, which I mean, feel like is a little expensive. I don't know if it's because I've added cream and sugar or it's because it's in that Chase Building. But boy, when you walk through there, you really feel like a big shot.
Big time banker. Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Exactly.
There are Dunkin' locations at MKE, right, Harold?
Yeah, we just opened one a couple months ago on the D concourse, and then by the end of the year, we'll have one on the C concourse as well, and they have the full Dunkin' Donuts menu with all the donuts and the snacks and coffee and everything else.
I feel like that's an expectation at an airport. You got to have high-end quality coffee, and Dunkin's done a really good job with its coffee, and it's we don't have a ton of them in Milwaukee, like big markets. Like Chicago, you go everywhere, like there's a Dunkin' on every corner, but
you know, we have a strong local coffee scene here.
We do, yes, and that's why I love doing this coffee index, because I'm an equal opportunity coffee drinker, and I like to stop at different places because you never know who you're going to see, and they're all so very good. So I'm going to get back to our last conversation a little bit on Sun Country and the new nonstops. What are those markets?
So, yeah, I don't know that everyone is familiar with Sun Country Airlines, but I think you're going to be hearing more about them in the Milwaukee market moving forward. So they're a low-fare carrier that serves primarily vacation and leisure destinations. So they've had flights from here to places like Las Vegas, Orlando, Phoenix, and others. Their main hub is in Minneapolis, so they have flights there from here as well. But they're adding two international routes this winter. So starting in December, you'll be able to fly nonstop from Milwaukee on Sun Country to Montego Bay, Jamaica, and also Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. So those are really cool flights. You can book those on suncountry.com or on any of the third-party booking sites, but it's great to be able to access those nonstop from Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, that's definitely the goal, to continue to add more nonstops. Austin is being added, is that next year through Southwest, right?
Yeah. So starting in March, that's going to be daily service year-round to Austin, Texas on Southwest. So That's a significant addition that a lot of people have been asking, when are we going to get Austin? So we've been advocating for that route among our various airline partners, and Southwest is taking it on, and that's going to be some really good, high-quality service to Austin.
Now, I did a little price check just to see, all right, if I wanted to get to Austin from an existing airline in early October, I just pulled October 3rd. So basic econ round trip from MKE to Austin, I got to go Delta here, was $446, kind of built in an hour and a half layover in Atlanta. So that 633 flight gets me to Austin at 1219. So having a direct nonstop flight with Southwest is, you know, going to save me some time for sure.
Yeah, it'll be about a 2.5 hour flight.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, everyone loves, you know, the hub in Atlanta. It's always super busy, and there's a lot to see and do there for sure. But if I can cut that out and go direct, I'm going to do so. So when we come back, the Milwaukee Airport recently ranked 6th in the J.D. Power's 2024 North America Airport Satisfaction Study. Harold, I want to get your insights on this. Talk about kind of the, I don't know, what were some of the different metrics? Where can you improve? And then what is Indianapolis International doing so well that they ended up on top? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of air travel. Thankful that Harold Mester from MKE was able to join us this morning. Harold from the 414 on the WTMJ talk and text line, which is 855-616-1620. Any direct flights to San Francisco coming in the near future?
We would love that. We would love to have flights to San Francisco. So we are always talking with our airline partners about that. United Airlines was slated to launch that flight right before COVID happened, and then everything went down the drain. So we are hoping that soon we will have an airline pick up that route. But we agree that's definitely a major unserved market.
Very well. All right. So in terms of the J.D. Power satisfaction survey, of the items evaluated, which one does MKE really need to improve upon most? You have terminal facilities, you have airport arrival departure, baggage claim, security check, check-in, food and beverage. Like, which one of those, if you just had the magic wand, you're like, this is where I want to make that investment?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. You know, the food and beverage, we don't tend to score as highly on that category. Mm-hmm. Some other airports do. And the terminal itself, there are some airports that have built these grand new terminals that are quite expensive. And sometimes that results in higher scores. So I believe Indianapolis was number one on the list.
Yep.
And, you know, they have a newer terminal. And, you know, it just makes people give higher scores. But when you look at actually moving through the facility, I believe that we have one of the most convenient airports in the country. You can get from your car to your gate in under 10 minutes most times. And that is huge. So I think you have to look at the actual utility of the airport. And we did very well on the J.D. Power survey, and we score highly in every other survey that's conducted of passengers coming through.
Yeah.
And I think the high areas that we tend to be scored highly on are access, the amount of time it takes to get checked in, get through the checkpoint, and that we have short walking distances.
Okay. Very good. So you're probably not going to walk to the airport from downtown Milwaukee, but how do we as a community improve transit to the airport?
Well, so right now we have the Milwaukee County Transit System. They have the Route 80 and the Green Line. The Green Line is a quasi-express route that goes to the airport, and that's providing a mass transit service. So each of those routes are coming to the airport, I think, 60 or 70 times a day. You know, it's a pretty frequent service.
Okay.
So that's been pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know, beyond that, that's kind of out of my pay grade as far as other options to the airport.
Well, obviously, you know, driving people to the airport, I think it's one of those things we all have to do as friends. It's a fun thing to do. You drop off friends at the airport, and it's, you know, it makes you feel good, and they're going on vacation, everyone's happy. But in a lot of big markets, people will say, all right, I'm going to take an Uber, or I'm going to take a Lyft, And as Uber and Lyft kind of look at self-driving options for the market, you think we'd ever get to that point where Milwaukee could say, all right, let's do a pilot program, per se, where the self-driving can go from downtown to MKE, and that's our first move. Would you get in a self-driving car to go to the airport?
I would try it once. I was in, I believe it was Phoenix, and okay. They had self-driving cars all over the place, and it was pretty interesting to see. They don't get snow and ice on their roads like we do, right. So that brings in another dimension. But I think you will see some airports, you know, maybe us down the road, but you will see some airports perhaps with some shuttles, like for the remote parking lots, using some sort of automated, you know, there's trams that are on rails now, but it's possible you could see something like that just on the regular roads.
Okay. What is the one thing you get asked about most, and the one thing that surprises people most about MKE?
Well, something that we're asked about the most, and, you know, these are simple things, but what time does the security checkpoint open? They're worried that they can't get through the security checkpoint if they book an early flight. But, I mean, we would never allow a flight to operate before the security checkpoints are open. It's just, you know, that's not going to happen.
Right. So, they want that anxiety to be eased, though. They want to know. Right. Yes.
And just for reference, our first flights go out in the 5 o'clock hour. The checkpoints open at 3:30 in the morning. So, the other interesting fact is that the airport is actually the most visited building in the whole state of Wisconsin.
Hmm.
So there are more people that come through our doors than anywhere else, even if you add up the Brewers, the Packers, and the Bucks attendance, you know, each one of them have attendance that are lower than ours because we're open 365, and there's, you know, roughly 10,000 people flying out every day and 10,000 people flying in.
All right. Well, we'll get an update on that total passenger count when we come back. And what's Girls in Aviation Day? What is that all about? Harold Mester from MKE joins us. This is The Upswing. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Buy me a ticket, homeward bound. Homeward bound. Buy me a ticket, homeward bound. Welcome back to The Upswing, flying into the Great Wisconsin Weekend. Right now. So, Harold, you have an update on the funding for the new international terminal, working through that process?
Yeah. So, Concourse E, we have a project that's fully designed to replace that existing Concourse E with a flexible use domestic and international terminal. And we did submit a funding application to the federal government. So, this project was supposed to be done before COVID. Our revenues were way down during COVID, so we had to delay it. Since then, prices for the construction and materials have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that the federal government, through the bipartisan infrastructure law, will come forward with some funding. So we should find out, hopefully, in the next couple months on that and be able to get moving on it next year if the funding comes through. If it doesn't come through, we can't do it.
Right. And this is the process for many large-scale infrastructure projects. It's got to be a collaborative effort, and we require some national funding to make it happen.
And the airport is self-supporting. So even though we're part of Milwaukee County government, we don't receive any funding from the county. We have to raise all of our own funds. So we raise money through parking fees, landing fees, a small fee on each airline ticket that's sold. So we don't get any funding from the taxpayers here in Milwaukee County, so that's why that outside funding helps a lot.
Yeah, and if we're talking civic pride and funding things that you care about, I mean, the analogy of, hey, you have a local restaurant that you love, make sure you're going to the local restaurant. If you're going to fly out of Milwaukee, fly out of your airport, right? That is how you do it. So a couple rapid fire with Harold Mester, Director of Public Affairs and Marketing at MKE, as we close out the show. So, Harold, if you're booking a flight, what's the best way to do it? Do you use an aggregated source? Do you go straight to the airline? What's the Harold Mester way?
So you start at MitchellAirport.com. You find out if we have a nonstop to that destination, and if so, book directly with the airline.
All right. So with our big events and conventions this year, we're on pace for how many total passengers in 2024?
We're estimating around 6.3 million passengers this year.
All right. Very good. And you didn't work at MKE. Where do you park? Which lot is your favorite and why?
You want to go with daily parking, so it's affordable and it's connected to the airport. You don't have to take a shuttle.
And that daily parking rate is
$17.
$17? All right, that's good. That's affordable. TSA PreCheck is it? I haven't done it yet, but I see the value. And one of these days, I'm going to dive in. There's a lot of new options to get your TSA PreCheck.
Yeah, super easy. So you can actually walk in and enroll anytime 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days a week at the Clear kiosks. I think it's like $78 for 5 years worth of PreCheck. Just bring two forms of ID and you'll walk out with PreCheck.
All right. I got to ask you, because we saw yesterday a revised version of the Milwaukee flag coming through from Alderman Bob Bauman, the people's flag that's moving on to the total common council for approval. Alderman Bob Bauman said, all right, we need an image on this. He put City Hall on it. What are your thoughts on the flag moving forward?
Not my thoughts of the airport or Milwaukee County, but yeah, I think we just need to move forward with the flag. It's people are using it anyway, so I don't know that, you know.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, as I said on my X account, it'd be kind of like taking the United States flag and putting the White House on it. It's just that's not going to work, right? And I love City Hall, but I want simple on my flag design, and I'm flying it at my house, and I'm going to support the current people's flag. So Girls in Aviation Day, tell us all about that, Harold.
Yeah, so that's coming up a week from tomorrow. So it's a great opportunity for women, young girls, to learn more about careers in aviation. We're always trying to increase the diversity of people who are working in the aviation industry and inspiring women and young girls to pursue careers and understand that, yeah, they can be a flight attendant, they can be a pilot, they can be a mechanic. There's many other jobs available. So we're working with Alaska Airlines. They'll visit an Alaska Airlines plane and hear from people, from women who are working in those fields to inspire them to pursue those careers.
Very good. Harold Mester, Director of Public Relations, Public Affairs and Marketing at MKE. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks,
have a great
Jeff.
Weekend.